R.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We started, last hour, we were discussing pirate radio. Specifically how...
Community radio.
Well, some people like to call it that. I don't think that's as exciting. Anyway, specifically how the FCC, when faced... Now, government bureaucracies tend to be pretty slow... tend to be pretty inefficient, and this is another example of how bad they really are at doing the tasks they're tasked with doing. The FCC is supposed to protect their licensed stations. These big AM and FM stations around the country, many of whom are carrying the show, have paid a lot of money to the FCC for application fees and licenses and things like that. And when a station in New Jersey, a pirate station, went on the air back in 2006, November of 2006, and began interfering with another licensed station in nearby New York City, they got complaints, the FCC did, but they didn't actually raid the pirate until 2.5 years later. So just an example of just how slow these guys really are. So if you wanted to get out there and do your own radio station in the pirate form, you probably could. And as long as you are being a good neighbor and not actually interfering with another radio station, your length of run without FCC interference may be far longer than 2.5 years. But that's not the only way to broadcast. There's also the legal method, and that's what CJ is doing in Minnesota. CJ, you're on Free Talk Live, and you were telling us about your radio station that uses a tenth of a watt AM transmitter, and it was, Liberty Radio 1710?
Yeah, Liberty Radio 1710, and the website's libertyradio1710.com. If anybody's interested in getting involved in the legal way of having a legal transmitter, we are dealers for everything that you're going to need, from the antennas all the way down to the studio gear as well. So if anybody's interested, you can contact us on the website.
So question then about your station, because it's rare that you'll see a website for a station that is essentially kind of under the radar, though I guess you guys can be not under the radar because you're legal. The Rangemaster transmitter you're using is a tenth of a watt, fully legal, even FCC-certified transmitter that is relatively pricey. I think they've come down in price, though, because there's some new competitor in the field.
But they're a tenth of a watt, but they're tall, so therefore they go a ways.
Yeah, what kind of range are you getting out of that thing, and what's your setup exactly?
All right, well, my setup, we'll start with the setup here. What I've got is, of course, I'm running the Hamilton Rangemaster 1000, designed by Keith Hamilton. He used to be an old FCC agent, I guess you could call him. And he designed this for the purpose of, trying to get away, with excluding the pirate radio. So what we do is we have the Hamilton Rangemaster 1000. We are running, a basic setup. I mean, I've got some really good studio gear that actually, transmits better. But a guy that wants to get into the basic entry of the AM station, he can get like a 31 band EQ Behringer. It's like $100. You can get it for $89, somewhere like that. There's a Behringer compressor. That again is under $100. And then you get into a little bit more expensive gear, like a entry level processor of like an Inovonics 222. And you need a soundboard and a small cheap soundboard. You don't need nothing special to get into the radio, business. Like I said,
it's fairly low cost to set up a bare bones studio. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money. What would you say about the minimum that you'd have to lay down to get just a basic studio setup would be?
We when I first jumped into this, it ran me right around $3,000. I mean,
does that include the transmitter?
That includes the transmitter, and that's all the studio gear. Of course, you're going to want to upgrade as you learn more and more about it.
Absolutely. That's just, getting your feet wet, basically. But I'd like to point out that $3,000 is probably less than it would cost to submit an application for a radio station to the FCC.
Yeah, and then you'll have a 2-year waiting period once you submit that application.
If you're lucky. Sometimes they're just not taking applications. So I think if you send in your application, they'll take the money and send you back your application.
2 years later. Sorry, we're not accepting applications at this time.
So you guys, you got everything set up. How long ago did you start this station?
You know, it's been up for about 6 months. We started in Maple Grove, Minnesota with one transmitter, put up a second transmitter. And the thing about these Hamilton Rangemasters, it's not about power. Nope. It's about the grounding unit. How well can you ground, get the unit to be grounded? If you can tap into a water table, which you can find out through your, you know, through your local city, how deep the water table is and connect a ground rod, you know, your 5/8 ground rods, if you can connect two or three of them together, they're eight feet long, you know, you can get down 16, 20 feet. Usually that's a water table. If you can get in that water table, you're not going to make a water gusher come up or anything like that. It's just, you're just down deep into the moisture of the land. And that's what I found out about this is I broadcast out of my house and, my grounding unit is it's excellent. I mean, I'm getting about an 8-mile radius.
Wow, that's incredible.
Is that reasonable? I've heard people make these claims, and I've got to ask: is that an 8-mile radius where you like you push the seek button on your car and it comes up at 1710, or is that you'll drive 8 miles from where you are and then you can still hear some kind of discernible crackling that sounds like it might be your radio station?
How far
8 miles is 8 miles?
All right. Well, in seek tune, we're about 4.5 miles.
That's still really good.
That's impressive.
That's really, really good. I mean, I've got guys all over the country calling me going, how have you done this? I got ham operators calling me up going, how do you do it? And I'm like, it's all in this grounding, you know,
unit. That process you described, you said you need like 3 8-foot rods that are like 5/8 thick.
Yeah, you know what you do is you get like a 5/8 coupling. A copper coupling, because they're copper rods, of course, and you want to solder them together. And then you just take, what I did, instead of hitting the end of the thing with a sledgehammer, I just went out and rented at the local wrench store one of the, fence pole pounder. And then you just set the pounder right up on top, hook an air compressor up, and within like 30 seconds, you're 20 feet down into the ground.
It's interesting. I wonder how it would work. I mean, we're doing this show out of New Hampshire, where there's a lot of rock, a lot of granite around, so I wonder how far down you can get. But basically what you're saying is that with AM radio, the way to get a good transmission is not antenna height, but actually the grounding of the antenna.
Well, you want to be about an average of 30 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. So you figure an average, you know, rooftop of a house is maybe like 20 feet in the air, and then you got a 10-foot pole with the transmitter on top of it. Now, then you have an 8-foot antenna, which is FCC regulations, and Keith Hamilton has put all this together so that if you go out and get one of these aftermarket antennas, that transmitter is no longer certified by the FCC.
So what kind of antenna do you have to get?
Well, we just went to Radio Shack and got the 102-inch whip antenna, which is certified with the transmitter. Hmm. Now, it doesn't come with the transmitter. You have to purchase it separate. Yeah. But this is one thing that Keith Hamilton has went into and made sure that with this, because not only is the height, now, Part 15 says 10 foot, but they also include the wire that hooks up to the transmitter that's inside the box, which is about 2 feet. So you have to include that 2 feet wire inside the transmitter box. If you go outside the regulations and they come to your place and they inspect it, they can shut you down if you're not following it 100%. But you don't need to. There's so many ways that you can get a good transmission where you do not have to alter the unit at all. I mean, just hook up a couple more ground rods about 25 to 50 feet apart from each other. And what I've done is taken a 4-gauge solid copper, and I soldered the ground rods that I placed. I have 6 of them in my yard, and they only go 8 feet down.
So if you're a little bit handy, then this is a pretty easy project then.
Oh, I mean, you don't even really have to be handy. It's excellent for transmissions, I'm telling you.
Very cool. Well, hey, you know, I appreciate you guys running the show. I don't see Free Talk Live on your show schedule on the website, so I'm going to put you on hold here and talk to you during the break about getting you up on our affiliates list, because we do list our Part 15 affiliates on freetalklive.com. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what that's all about. Shrine. www.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll continue the 50 things you should know. Let's go first to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking earlier about your list of 50 things, and there was the point you're making about loaning money out to friends. And I think, you know, it might be a good idea in general not to loan money to friends, but it really kind of it can be subjective as well. You know, it depends on which friend you're loaning to. I've borrowed from friends before, and I've loaned to friends before, and I've learned a hard lesson a few times. So as a general rule, yeah, you know, don't loan your money out because it's going to create hard feelings. But, you know, if you've known somebody your whole life and you know they're good for it and they're just kind of down on their luck a little bit because, you know, the economy sucks, I don't see a big problem with it. Matter of fact, I'm waiting on $300 to come back to me from a buddy from 6 months ago.
Well, what Dale said, and I think that this is pretty much what you're saying, is if you are going to give money to a friend, give money to a friend and loan it to them, but don't have the expectation that money is going to come back. That way, you don't have that bad feeling when you talk to them.
Well, you know, I don't have a bad feeling when I'm talking to them because I know that I will get it back eventually, and I'll probably get it back with interest. You know, plus, you know, it's. You really have to be careful about just who you're loaning it to. And if I never get the money back from my buddy who owes me this $300, I won't care.
Well, that's the attitude that you got
to
have.
Right, that's the attitude you have to have in order to be able to loan money to a friend.
You have to be willing to see that money go goodbye and never come back. And if you're willing to do that, then that's great if you've got the finances to do that. But if you're not doing well financially and somebody asks for a loan, and you're not sure as to whether or not it's going to come back, unless you're absolutely positive, you shouldn't make the loan.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So basically, the answer, what I'm saying is, don't make a loan just because it's your friend. You know, there has to be more to it than that. There has to be some semblance of fiscal responsibility to where you have at least a glimmer of hope that it's going to be paid off in the future. Just because they're a friend of yours doesn't mean they're good for a loan.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
I will agree with that.
Very good, Mike. Any other thoughts?
Nope, not really.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That is another one of the tips from the 50 things that you should know. Number 25, women should never allow a boyfriend to take naked pictures. If it's on film, you shouldn't be surprised if it goes public in one form or fashion after a breakup.
So why is it okay for it's okay for guys to have women take pictures of them, because that won't show up on the inner tubes?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, let's flip that around. If you're concerned about your nakedness showing up on the internet, then you should not be allowed
to take
pictures.
Is that a common problem? A lot of women wanting to take naked pictures of their boyfriends?
Probably not.
I don't know whether it is, but it doesn't sound like I would think that guys would more want to do that than women would.
Yeah.
That's my belief on the sexes. And, you know, call me a sexist, I don't mind. It's probably true. But, you know, I also have to caution with this one is different people have different things they like when it comes to, you know, their adult fantasies. And I don't think that you should just out of hand dismiss your partner's adult fantasy because it's on this list or it's a good idea or anything like that. I mean, people's what their fantasies are is important. And you know, if you take that seriously, you are a better partner.
No, I agree with you. I think that as long as you're prepared to have those pictures show up on the internet, then go for it.
I think there's probably a lot of guys out there that really don't care if there's naked pictures of them out on the internet.
I would say that that's also true.
I think there's a lot of guys out there that
I'm
to be seen
about
naked.
Guys and, tail.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the flipping around thing because Ian mentioned.
I don't think that ladies should be so concerned about this. I mean,
it's
going back to the Puritanism that that has been in this country for way too long. The idea that somehow having a naked picture of yourself floating around on the internet, or you know, having a picture of yourself engaging in a sex act, is in some way bad or deleterious to who you are today. You could say, I mean, if this happened 5 years ago, you're not the same person today that you were 5 years ago. So if somebody wants to hold that over your head, then why do you want to associate with somebody that's going to be so prudish and uppity?
You're right. A lot of people can't think that way, though. I mean, it really is a freeing thing when you finally go, okay, anyone who's going to have... who's going to judge me on something stupid? I don't care about what that person thinks.
Right. Who are they?
But most people are constantly in this mode of thinking, of trying to impress other people. I mean, and that's part of that is that we all have to, I mean, most of us are in this mode of we have to go get a job for some big company and that's the only way we can make our living. Yeah. And most people aren't thinking outside of that box. And so they're constantly thinking, well, I've got to fit in. I've got to do what I'm supposed to do in order to fit this mold, this idea of what society expects me to be. And then you're constantly not being yourself, and you can't be happy that way.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. However, there are some realities here, and I agree with what you're saying. The realities
it's time to change those realities.
Sure, and I'm willing to change those realities without taking naked pictures of myself. Thank you. When it comes to the corporate world, if you somebody can blackmail you in that setting by sending your coworker
how does that blackmail you?
Sending your coworkers naked pictures and then it would be spread around.
So what?
So just understand
that's
if
what you say.
If you're dedicated to if you want to be a servant to that corporate world, understand that you're never going to really be able to live your life honestly.
Yep.
You're going to constantly have to be thinking in terms of pleasing these other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just telling people, think about that. How valuable is that? How much money are you going to make? A huge, massive chunk of it handed over to the government, by the way. I was there for 8 years. Let's keep that in mind. A huge, massive chunk of all that money that you earn for being in that corporate world and the benefits you get and everything, a huge chunk of it is going to go straight to government. And then, the economy is sucking away a lot of the rest of it. There's a lot of those embedded taxes and everything you buy and everything. Reevaluate how much that money is really worth to you if you're going to have to live your life in such a way that you're constantly in fear of what might happen if someone finds out there's a picture of your penis somewhere online.
It's not just your penis because they have to identify you with the picture. Otherwise, I could just go around spreading some picture of penises around. The other thing is holding public office is going to be nigh impossible if you're
thank God.
Well, somebody's got to
hold. That's a blessing.
Somebody's got to hold public office, and honestly, I think I would prefer the people willing to take naked pictures of themselves over the people that are not.
So how do you know that that's going to prohibit you from holding public office?
Because that's the way that is, man.
Well, how do you know?
It's a reality.
Wait, didn't that porn star get like 6% or something like that out in California?
I have no idea.
Well, obviously she didn't win, but...
I don't know if I want to get into... What you have to do in order to win public office, because that's something I just don't value.
Well, that's definitely something that will result in you not being yourself, is running for public office.
That's for sure.
But I don't know if it's a foregone conclusion that someone who had a naked picture of themselves taken at, age 18 in their one of their first relationships is somehow going to...
Well, it's not a foregone conclusion. They'll find it if it's a local office.
800-259-9231. I just don't get what the big deal is over somebody having a naked picture of themselves out there. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, your show, you take control, bring up anything, toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We get a lot of features, we give them all away, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, that's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. And if you want liberty in your lifetime, don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening in just a matter of weeks, June 25th through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's porkfest with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Free Talk Live going to be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Looking forward to that. Always a blast to be around hundreds of like-minded, liberty-loving people who are willing to pick up their lives and move here to New Hampshire in order to achieve more freedom. Many of the people that are going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you know, because you heard them on the air on this show. I mean, not that you know them too well, but you know of them. You know of their exploits. You know of the things that they've been doing here in New Hampshire, the great activism that we've reported on so much here on Free Talk Live. Meet many of them in person at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. As we continue with the 50 things that everybody should know. 25. Women should... Oh, wait, that was the other one. 26. When men have a problem and they tell you about it, they want to know how to fix it. When women have a problem and they tell you about it, they just want you to listen.
Mm. I think that's largely true, and I think largely a lot of guys true. Don't get that.
Like, largely true, but I think that sometimes guys just want people to listen. And mm-hmm. the idea of separating the sexes like this, I think, is dangerous.
Not fair. Yeah.
Not fair, right?
I'll tell you where the problem comes in. You're probably right. I mean, certainly there's times when a guy is looking for you to empathize with them, but I think that it's fine if you try to fix the problem for when a woman presents it to you, but if you don't at first show empathy, then that can get you in trouble. I think guys just think in that mode of, I have to fix this problem. I just need to fix the problem. The first thing you need to do is empathize. Then worry about fixing it.
Well, I don't know. I think that women should recognize that guys like to fix problems. And I think that guys should recognize that women like the empathy thing. And together we might, and somewhere in between we may meet.
It never hurts to ask would you like a suggestion as to how to deal with
really
that?
Great. Idea. Yeah.
Instead
right
of just,
after you've shown empathy for
yes.
the problem. Yes.
That's a good idea. We continue here with the numbers. Number 27. If you ever get arrested, don't say anything until you talk to a lawyer. That's generally a good idea.
I think that's a pretty good idea. That's how I feel.
But if you really actually don't say anything, as we found out with our friend Sam recently, they might just hold you in a jail cell for forever.
And look at Lauren's situation recently when she was arrested, and she didn't even answer the policeman's questions on it. So, but I think that was that's something else. I think when you're civil disobedience. So
28. If you don't know the agenda of the people you're getting your news from, then you don't have the information you need to know if what they're telling you is true. Well, I don't even know if you know if even if you know what the agenda is of the news organization you're watching or listening to. I don't think that even means that you know what they're saying is true. It may give you some level of insight into their perspective or what they're trying to accomplish by bringing that story about, but I don't think you should ever trust any news source.
I think there's too much information out there for anybody to give you the truth. I think that all they can do is sort of give you their angle of the truth and what strikes you, strikes your heart as what seems correct, then, that's something you should go with. It's the best I can come up with. There's too much information out there.
Number 29, and this one I vehemently disagree with. The government is a necessary evil. It's best to keep its tentacles out of your life and out of our society as much as possible.
That part I agree.
Well, you just disagree with the first part, right?
Yeah.
The second part I completely agree with.
Right, the whole idea that evil is necessary is pretty ludicrous to me.
It is. It just ends up in there somehow. It's a necessary evil. It's just something we just accept as a given.
Well, it's because we've been told over and over
again. That's all. There's no basis for it whatsoever, except that it's been pounded into our heads.
Right. I mean, to say that government is necessary is to say that theft is necessary, is to say that violence is necessary. And I don't agree with that. I think there is a better way.
Well, the whole thing to me is, and you're talking about what the government is providing us, you could certainly argue that that is necessary. What I think where it completely falls apart is you want to say, I just want one authoritarian monopoly controlling something. You're basically saying, I want someone who's completely unaccountable for their actions. And then why would you want that? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That doesn't make any sense to say that there has to be this one person. They have to have an authoritarian monopoly. That means they're going to be unaccountable to. It doesn't make any sense. Now, and more importantly, how does it happen? Where does this magic happen? Where does their authority come from? How do they have an authority?
Apparently,
only thing it can come from is violence, or the threat thereof.
They would have you believe that it comes from people walking into a booth and checking a box on a piece of paper.
Yeah, but any rational person should see that. That should make no more sense than Santa Claus delivering Christmas presents to billions of people in one night, or the Tooth Fairy, or whatever.
I agree with you.
To a sensible, rational person, that should not make any sense. And until someone can explain it to me in a way that it makes sense, I reject it.
I look forward
Santa
to the
Santa Claus
day.
Doesn't deliver presents to brown people in foreign countries.
Oh, okay.
I look forward to the day when that statement is accurate and that no longer makes sense to people. It, for whatever reason, it does make sense to people now, the idea of government and forcing people to do things. I look forward to the day when we finally move beyond that.
I look forward to the day that people who believe in no government, whether they call themselves voluntarists or anarchists or whatever it is, can take a statement as positive as the one that was number 27 here on your list.
29.
And let it lay.
Not positive.
You know,
to say they're evil after is necessary. It's right. Not positive.
Could you make the whole statement again for the listening audience?
Government is a necessary evil. It's best to keep its tentacles out of your life and out of our society as much as possible.
They said that it is best. I mean, this is
why I said I agreed with the second part.
But I'm not going to sit by. I'm not going to idly sit by as someone makes an excuse for violence. Yeah. Ever. I don't care who they are or what they say after that. I don't care if it's Ron Paul or somebody who wrote 50 things. That everybody should know.
I just get so frustrated with these declarations that are unsubstantiated. It's like nothing but the declaration itself. It's government's a necessary evil.
Says who?
Majority rules. You know, they declare these things.
Yeah, that's the system we live in, Dale.
They declare these things over and over enough, pounded into your head long enough that you just accept it as a given. And now I am in a position as a rational person of having to explain why that doesn't make sense. Why aren't you in the position of having to explain to me how it makes sense?
Because that's just how it is, Dale. That's how it is. That's the system, Dale.
You're going to be governed one way or the other. When you say that you need no government in order to have order and peace, you say things to people that, for one, aren't true, and secondly, they therefore find abhorrent.
Wait, that is true.
No, it is not.
If you want peace, you cannot have
the
state.
You are defining government differently than they are. Government is simply a set of rules that by which people go by. You're going to have rules, and you know it.
That's fine.
You agree with it.
There's natural law.
This is an authoritarian form of government.
Then let's come to an agreement.
That's true. You're right. I mean, you're talking about that's why I keep saying an authoritarian monopoly. That's what's flawed and what makes no rational sense whatsoever.
Right. And also what doesn't make any rational sense to people is when you say you don't need government, because they say, oh, yes, you do. People will act outside of, they'll do bad things to each other. You absolutely do need government. Now, maybe there's a different model of government. Maybe that government doesn't need to be held in geographical borders or, a whole bunch of other different ifs. But when you make statements like there doesn't need to be any government, of course people dismiss you as lunatics.
I think that's understandable. It sort of breaks down into an argument of semantics.
But, I don't think it does.
It does break down into an argument of semantics.
It does tend to,
because most government
people,
is an agency that coerces and controls.
Up to this point, that's true. But the fact
that's a dictionary definition, my friend. That's what we're going by here.
We have a governing document that runs this radio show. We have a contract. That's
That's rational to me, because you have a contract, and it only binds the people who have agreed to that contract. So that makes sense. I mean, you're saying, look, we're agreeing to this so that we can have civilized behavior amongst ourselves. That's the whole idea of it. And that makes sense. Everyone is bought into it. Everyone agrees to it. It's not manufactured out of thin air.
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. More Free Talk Live in moments.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats? Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is that you need to buy in life, even if you need to save a few extra bucks, go used. They sell used products at Amazon. Amazon.freetalklive.com likely sells what you're looking for, and when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. That, again, is Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Six nights a week, we talk about some pretty serious topics here on Free Talk Live: police brutality, the war on drugs, the economic crisis. We've got something to cheer you up. Comic books. Witness the uplifting adventures of Minuteman, Liberty Lad, and El Diablo, and more from the pages of Freedom Force Comics. And now for, this is a moving special. The author is coming to the Free State for the Free State Project and wants to get the last of them, last of the boxes out of his garage or wherever he's storing them. I don't know. But for $15, you get two sets of Freedom Force Comics. That's five issues. Well, I guess it's 10 total issues, and that includes shipping. All you have to do is go to comics.thundergodexpress.com. That's comics.thundergodexpress.com. And Dale, I believe he donated quite a few of these to the inmates over at the Cheshire County Correction Facility, too. Did he not?
Sort of, yeah. I get a substantial discount, let's put it that way. And we may not. I think they're banned from the prison, so we may end up finding another use for them. But they'll be put to use.
That's a good thing.
They might go to children.
The latest idea was to hand them out at the high school, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea. So it's comics.thundergodexpress.com, and enjoy the adventure.
That is a good deal on
Freedom
Comics.
Force.
Comics are expensive these days. That's actually, that's like far less than half price or something.
And like it helps move somebody to the free state. You know, he's gonna that way he gets rid of his stuff. And if there's any kind of profit left in that tiny little price, then he'll probably use that for gas money.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls, and we'll continue with some of the 50 things that everybody should know in a bit. But first, let's talk to Jeremy in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy.
Hi. Okay. I know I myself am at the point where I would like to see no government, but I can kind of see where Mark comes from on, you know, wanting a limited government. I mean, hypothetically, say roads were privatized. I own a house, and for whatever reason, someone buys that road from whoever owns it, and it's their property. They can sell it.
That's a problem you have right now.
And then wants to just develop it.
You don't realize that's a problem you have right now?
What do you mean by that?
That someone owns the road, and it's an evil government. And they have a tremendous power over your life because they own the area surrounding your house. It's the whole being. I'm trying to remember what that particular paradox is called, or that phenomenon where you own all the property around someone. This is a private property argument, like why people shouldn't be allowed to have private property, or why it should be limited in some form. And there's the idea that someone could buy all the property around you and effectively enslave you or imprison you inside their area of land. And that's an understandable concern. I think that's, you know, when you're discussing what is a valid claim on property, that's a valid concern to raise. But what people don't understand is that is exactly the problem we have right now when an authoritarian monopoly owns the land around your house. And that's what puts us in a position that lets the government walk all over us right now. So what you're presenting is a valid problem, but the problem is it's not solved by having an authoritarian monopoly. It's kind of like saying, this is sort of the argument based on need, that we need this authoritarian government because, and then you present a problem. Well, the problem is you haven't presented that the authoritarian government is real or valid or that it's going to be benign. You haven't presented that it is the only solution for the problem. And most importantly, when you present, like you can present an argument based on need, it doesn't prove the existence of something. I could say that we need heaven because without heaven we'll die. And we won't live forever? That doesn't prove that heaven exists. I mean, the need is powerful to say that we're going to die. If I say a certain person is going to die if we do not save them in some manner, then that's a very powerful argument. I have proved the basis of need. What I haven't proven is that I can save that person. I might say, well, we have to do this voodoo spell on that person or they're going to die of this horrible disease. Okay, you've proved the need. They're dying. You haven't proved to me that voodoo is going to save them. And that's the problem I have when people present these horrific scenarios of what's going to happen without an authoritarian government. And almost every single scenario they present is happening right now. Government hasn't solved that problem. And any rational person should look at that. An authoritarian monopoly, Mark.
Well, it is
authoritarian monopoly hasn't solved the problem. And so why are we to think that's going to solve the problem, or that's the only thing?
It's an interesting point because it's the government's roads that allow the government armed jackbooted thugs to come to my front door and kick it in and raid my house. I mean, it's their access to the road that's in front of my house, ownership, supposedly, of that road that allows them full access to any one of us.
And they claim dominion over this geographic boundary, which is the United States or the state of New Hampshire or the city of Keene. They claim dominion over it. They claim the right to tax your property because your property is bounded by the boundaries of Keene. All that, what you're talking about is happening right now because we have an authoritarian government.
You know, if anything, there's going to be a check in the marketplace, the private market and the private road situation that doesn't exist with the government situation. And, of course, Mark can always go to the flying cars example as well. It won't matter anyway. Mm-hmm. But just let's presume flying cars won't be happening. There's a check in that. The private road owner, and we're going with this, ludicrous scenario that someone buys the roads around my house and traps me there. Well, okay, that someone is someone you can point to, right? It's Mark's Road Company that's come in and bought all of the roads around Jeremy's house. And we know Mark's Road Company, we know where Mark lives, we know what where his company's based out of, we know what's going on here. Mark can be ostracized for doing something like that because Mark doesn't have, as just a road business owner, he doesn't have the aura of legitimacy that the government does. So when the government owns all the roads, they also have that veil of legitimacy to go along with it. That way any violence that they and act upon you, everybody just shrugs their shoulders and says, well, that's the system. But when Mark is surrounding your house with his roads and not allowing you to leave unless you pay extreme exorbitant tolls every single day, then there are going to be a lot of people that are pretty upset at him for behaving in such an unneighborly fashion.
At that point, you have a dispute that calls for arbitration, and that's much more likely in a free market to be a reason to come to some sort of reasonable terms on that. They might say, no, Mark, you can't do that. You have to grant this person an easement. You cannot enslave someone with your property.
But
you don't expect that from the government. Like, what if I tell the what if I go and try to sue the government right now because they have encompassed my property and they're trying to steal from me by saying that my house is within the boundaries of Marlboro and therefore I must pay them a protection fee or they'll take my house from me.
Right.
That would be absurd. I can't possibly, there's no way I'm going to be able to go and fight their claim on their attempt to enslave me by encompassing my property with their property.
In their courts, too.
Right, in their courts, exactly.
Go ahead, Jeremy, with your thoughts.
I guess that answers it. I mean, I was looking at it as far as, rights of way. I mean, how would that work if...
You could also write those into a contract. I mean, as when the roads are ceded to their rightful owners, for instance, I should rightfully own the chunk of road that is immediately adjacent to my home. When the roads are ceded to their rightful owners, there could very easily be some sort of contract provision when you sell it. If you sell that road chunk out in front of your home to some road maintenance company, that you always perpetually, the whoever owns or lives at the property at XYZ Street, has full access to the road that is on, that they're purchasing. So there could be some sort of contractual agreement as well.
Deeds do often have what they call right-of-ways in them. So, for instance, if you live in a landlocked deed, and I actually have some experience that's going on right now with one of these, is there's a piece of property that has no road frontage at all, but it has a right-of-way, and the law in the state of New Hampshire is, and I'm sure it's similar to this all over, that everybody has to be able to get to their property. I think that's considered a natural right, and so therefore, even if there's not a road, you're still allowed to get on foot to your own property, and somebody can't keep you away from it.
And plus, what kind of resources would it take? I mean, as far as if somebody wanted to boundary your properties with their roads and somehow try to keep you from leaving, that they'd have to hire guards, basically, all hours of the night and day to ensure that you don't leave the property. So it's just economically not even a feasible situation. The government doesn't even have those kind of economic factors. I mean, they only have so many cops, one cop for every 1,000 people or something like that. So there's only so much control that they can actually exert at any given time, which is, again, why we have a civil society is not because government exists, but because people, it's in their best interest to be civil to one another. So just economically, it just wouldn't work out. Thanks for the call tonight. Good question, though. A lot of people wonder about that, so I'm glad it comes up from time to time. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Continue with some of the things that everybody should know in hour number three. And you can also bring up anything. That's the point of the show. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.